What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, overnight markets absolutely on fire as South American weather is on everybody's radar. Approaching what would be their July 4th, that hot, dry season possibility. Keep an eye on South American weather. Our rain's coming in the forecast 5 to 10 days out. But overnight markets, corn up 8, soybeans up 15, corn fastly approaching 6.15 level, and soybeans 13.15. Unbelievable prices as we end the year here.
Speaking of ending the year, does that have some influence on these outside markets?
Absolutely. A Santa Claus rally is common these last few days of the year. The stock market typically drifts up, but of course anything can happen. But look at the beginning of the year for possibly funds looking to put money to work, and commodities might benefit from that.
So on the other side of the ledger, Tommy, what's not hot in this market?
Well, we're going to have some supply chain issues here are going to continue, and price of inputs is absolutely through the roof. The biggest thing I hear from growers is, besides how expensive it is can I get it? Will I be able to get the products I need to grow a crop in 2022? And then what do inputs look like for 23 and 24 moving beyond? High price of producing a crop is the future of agriculture.
I don't know if it's hot or not, but everybody's going to be busy today and maybe the next couple of days digging out the way it looks across North Dakota.
Looks like Frosty Snowman stopped by. The whole state of North Dakota pretty much closed today.
No doubt about it. Tommy Grisafi with us from Advanced Trading, of course, based in Mayville, North Dakota.